on daf chatei amit beis the top tefes. Avnar amorosa yehoreg val yaver. So tefes has a different girse than we have in our Gemara. In our Gemara it says avnar amorosa yehoreg val taver. Rashi tefes is gerish yehoreg val yaver. Perish haboyel. By the boyel there's a din of yehoreg val yaver. Abul he ti boyel v'loy tehoreg. By her, there's no chiyuv of mesiris nefesh. The karka oilam hi. She's not doing any pula. She's passive. So, memela, since she's passive in the aveira, even though lagabi the chaymer aveira, there's no difference. But in the chiyuv of yehorig val yaver is dafke if a person is doing a maisa aveira. If aveira is being done with him and he's not doing a maisa aveira, bekumba say there's no din of Yehorig val yaver, and Tesis will explain this later. The kak oilim ke deoma beben seira o moire, o beresh ksubis na mipoch velidrish lehu da oine shori, that we should tell the tznuis that oines is mutter, they shouldn't be meisa nefesh themselves. The ri oimer de shapir gersinen tehorig, o geiris tehorig. Da mashme beben seira o moire, o beresh ksubis, the oin is shari, haino heiche shehi karka oilam vloy of the maise. She is not doing anything, so then there's a din of tabe val tehorig. Avol lasa is maise, but if she is doing a maise, he going, she oimar lo she tovi ho erva oleho, that they're forcing her, that if she won't do this, I'll kill her. Shetovi ha'erva aler, so she's doing a maise, then it's tehoreg v'al tasa maise. So therefore, we can be going to tehoreg v'al tabe. Now how do you get this pshore, that everything is dependent on a maise? The mereiteach yalfina, the whole makir, the pagilu yaroyes, is a din of yehoreg v'al yaber. You learn from the Pesuk, Asher Yokom Ish Al Reyehu Ritzochi Nefesh, Kein Adover Hazeh. So we learn out from Ritzicha. So by Ritzicha Gufe, V'reitzeach Loi Mechayev Lemimser Nafshei, El K'shoim Eloi Larig B'yodai. By Ritzicha Gufe, when is there a din of Mesiris Nefesh, when someone goes over them and tells them, kill Pliny, and if not, we'll kill you. Abel. Im oimer hanach lizreik atmecho ala tinek oi tehori. But if a guy comes over to him and tells him, we're going to push you over a tinek, you won't do anything. And if you won't cooperate, we'll kill you. Einechayev limser atmoi kidei lahakol chavere. So he's not mechuyev to disagree with them. Okay? He's permitted to cooperate. The other rabbi, Ika Lameima, my choses, the Dome de Chavre Sumikfe, Dume Dome Didi Sumikfe. This is a verkehrte, my choses. Ich bin doch euch da Yid, ich bin euch da Nefesh. Rabchaim is Mevayer, Shittes a Toisvitz. The Toisvitz learns Pshat that, what is the Svore? Of my choses, the Dome Didach Sumikfei, Ifshe Dome Didei Sumikfei, that by Emerson, it is the base and the foshes are shkulis. That means we don't know which nefesh, that means there's my nefesh and Yenim's nefesh. And Memele, we don't know what to do, so there's an hoge of Shei Va'al Tat. You're not allowed to do Bekum Vasei to be Doiche Yenim's nefesh because of your nefesh. Well, the Idach Gise, I'm not Mechuyev to be Doicha my Nefesh because of his Nefesh. So the Halacha is Shei Val Tase. Both Nefeshes are Shkulei, so which Nefesh should you be Doicha? You don't do anything. So Memele, in this case, when they tell him that if you won't cooperate, we want to push you on this Tinnik, and the Tinnik will die. If you won't cooperate, we'll kill you. So he's not mechuyev to disagree with them. There's a loch of sheiv al tase. In the first case, so they tell him to kill someone or else we'll kill you. There's right a loch of sheiv al tase. The memele, that is the psak by Ritzicha. There's a psak of the nefeshish ashkuloi. We don't know which nefesh one should be doiche. So Bekumbe says not allowed to be doiche nefesh. the sheva utase. So therefore the aloch is to be a sheva utase. So in such a case, when he's not doing anything positively, he's not resisting, so then the aloch is fakelt. He should be a sheva utase, even though it will mean that Yenna will get killed. So therefore, and since we learn out gili aroyis from Ritzicha, that's the lelame, so the same halacha that applies by Shvichas Domim applies to Gilei Arois, that halacha is that one is not permitted to do a maisa bekumbasei of Gilei Arois, but a maisa of Sheva Altasa one is permitted to do. So, Mamel, that is what the Ri had said. The Ri had said that if they tell her, lohovi ha ervo leho, so they're forcing her to do a maisa bekumbasei. So Mamele, then the din is that the din is tehorig valtave. If she's not doing anything that's being done with her, so then fakel by shvichas damim guf is also the halacha is shei valtase. So then there's no din of tehorig valtave. The dvar shmul is ma'ira. Now, what is the pasuk speaking about? The pasuk is speaking about ulanare loisasa dava. Ein la nara chet mavet, ki kashe yokum ish arei eyo retzachi nefesh, kein adover hazeh. Now, is the pasuk speaking about that she's a sheva al tase, or is the pasuk speaking about that she's a kumbasei? So, l'chayre, the dvar shmul time is, if she's a sheva al tase, and the halacha is tavav al tahorei, so do you need a pasuk to tell me la nara leisasa dover, ein la nara chet mavet, vashteitzach? That's the halacha. The halacha is fakelt. She's not supposed to do anything. So do you need a pasuk for this? The Rambam brings down the halacha by all the cases of Yehorig Val Yaver. What is the din if he was over? He wasn't the kind this psak. So the Rambam says you're potter for mika because the narale sasadov. You were an honest. You were forced to do it. You did the wrong thing. But in chiyav mises bezin you're an honest. So l'chayre, the pasuk is speaking about fakel that the forcing her to do a maisa, and the pasuk says, and she should have been maisa nefesh, but she wasn't maisa nefesh, and now the shaila is, what will bezin do to her? So the pasuk says, l'nare loisase dovo, we're speaking about bezin now, ein l'nare chet moves, because she was fault anoinis. So be'emesin, if we will assume like this, that the pasuk is speaking about that she was forced to bring the erva on her, so it's very good to say from the pasuk. Ki kasher yokum ish al re'eyu uretzochei nefesh kein adover hazeh. That means what she did is kasher yokum ish al re'eyu uretzochei nefesh. Just she did what a yokum ish al re'eyu did uretzochei nefesh. It's the same thing. She did a ma'aseh bekum va'aseh in gilei arayis, but afal pi kein. Ein la nara chet mavis, Bezin will not kill her because she was forced to do this. The Zaykasha of Rab Chaim, Taisvis is machadish ashtik teirovi. Taisvis says that if a person will be approached and they'll tell him, Hanach lizrik atzmecha ala tinik, oi tehorik, ein echaiv limser atzmec, de lahatzel chaveroi, and Taisvis says with alumdis. Because it's a fakelta, my choses. Taisis is machadish that the halacha is that since the nefashis ashkula is the halacha sheiva altase. That's the chiddush of Taisis. Rab Chaim asks on Taisis in the case that Taisis speaks about. So the person that is being thrown on the tinnik, he's obviously not doing a ma'isa retziche. He's like a garzen biyada chaytzei. Why does Taisus have to say a shtik teure that he's not mechuyev to let himself get killed with alumdis? Because it's a vakel to my choses. Poshin is not mechuyev to let himself get killed because he's not doing anything. The zayrek is doing it. He's not doing anything. That's Rab Chaim's akasha. The Ben Ozel answers this kasha. He says that's not true. He says kigazn biyad achoytsev would only be if the force of the zayrek is the only sibah that is killing. Here, Lemaisa is speaking about that the weight of the nizrak, that's really killing the tinnik. He's just throwing him off balance. But if he would be a feather, nothing would happen. The reason that the cotton gets killed is that's because that's his weight.
So in halacha, that's called Adam Amazik. That means my nefila, he's called doing, he's doing a ma'aser ritzichim. But since it is by him a b'china of sheva al tase, there's no halacha of yehoreg val yave. Miyu l'divdei im oimrim loy hanach litkoya oischa be'erve. What will be in gilei arayis a case that he's doing it in a passive oifen? That means, say, that Hanoch just left Litzkoya Oyscha Be'erve. So Tosfos says, there is a din of Yehoreg Va'al Yaver. Then the din is that he's mechuyev to let himself get killed. Le'motzi le'meimer lo'yavidna ma'iseh. You can't say there he's also not doing a ma'iseh. It is similar to that he's being Nizrak al-Gabitinik. Te'kiven she'toykin oysoy ve'en kishuy elo le'das. This is not similar to an isha that's a karka ilam. An isha that's a karka ilam, the veir is being done with her, but she is not contributing to the veir. She's not doing anything to the maisa veir. Masha enken over here, masha hu miskasha, that gufa is called a maisa, so mamela is considered he's doing something bekumbas, eh? So therefore, in such a case, there will be a chiyuv of Yehoreg Va'al Yaveh. So Tosfos, according to Tosfos, the lumdus of Maichozes is, that's how Rav Chaim explains Tosfos, the lumdus of Maichozes is that there's a suffix which nefesh should be nitche, and therefore there's a hanogah of Shei Va'al Taseh. Rav Chaim says, and it could be this is Pshat and Rashi also, that there's another svara. There's a svara to say that the whole heter of pikuach nefoshes was only said when there won't be an ibud nefesh. The minute there's an ibud nefesh, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes. That was the lomdus that Rashi says. If that is the lomdus, so there's no chilek if it's sheva al tasa or kumbasei, the heter of pikuach nefoshes, I feel in the case that they'll tell him that hanach lizrik atmucha alatinik, so the halacha should be lemaisa if he is considered a reitzeach, since his koivit is killing the tinnik, there's no heter of pikuach nefoshes over him, because since there's a nefesh avude, so memela the heter, the whole heter of pikuach nefoshes is where Rashi says that this chaviv nafshei shel Yisrael yoyse mikol ha'teira kule. So it's kedai to be doiche kol yisurim shebeteir in order to be matzal a nefesh. So this heter is only applicable when you'll save a nefesh. So then it's kedai to be oiber yisurim. But if it's a nefesh saivasai avudah, so we lost the heter of pikuach nefoshes. So according to this svara, Rav Chaim says that, so if in the case of hanach atmachol yisurim kalatinik, also there'll be a din of yehoreg va'al yaveh. Zog de Gemara weiter. Mar baravashi ashkeche le ravine, de shayiv lo le brate begahorki de ola. That ravine was rubbing his daughter with the gahorki de ola, boysel zerashi se shayiv moishayach, gahorki de ola, boysel zeisem ktanu, mishim refuah. The kasava mutter lehisrapes beyisurei anos. Even though it's shemen shel ola, which is also bano, he was smearing her with the shemen shel ola. Omalei. So ma'aber ravashi yes ravine eimed omar rabbonon. That what the rabbonon said, the one is permitted to be merap himself bekol yisurei anos b'shas sakone. That's b'shas sakone. So b'chol yisurim shebetoyer, one is permitted to be merap himself. B'chol yisurim shebetoyer. Abo sheloi b'shas ha-sakone miyoma. But this is sheloi b'shas ha-sakone. Omalei, so he answered him, hay ishte tzmirse nami k'shas ha-sakone dami. There's fever. She has a fever that thinks this is a dangerous fever. So Memela, so it's also Shasa Sakona. Shasa Sakona, so therefore we ought to have Ano from Isuriano. Hike da Amri, Omalai Midi Derech Ano Ko Avine. Tziloike Derech Ano. Rasira, she ishte tzmirse choyli shekoirin malvai, tzmirte cham kemoi, and like it's an eish cham, מיידי צמרי צמורי בבבקמה, דרך הנושא לאחר שיסבשלו, פיוצי שימנון בבי סבא. והנושא is, when it gets ripe, so this, since I'm doing it before it gets ripe, so this is not the הנושא that it is aimed for. It is aimed for a more חושב הנושא. So this is called שלוי כדרך הנושא. There are different mahalchim to explain what is the machlokes between the two lashonos. There's one mahalach that the Loshon Rishon held that shaloi kederech hanoa is also min ha-Torah, or is also min ha-Rabbonon, and they weren't mater for achayla she'ein bo sakanim. The second Loshon holds that shaloi kederech hanoa is muter, afilo min ha-Rabbonon. There's no issa whatsoever in shaloi kederech hanoa. Therefore, it's mutar. Therefore, it's mutar for chayla shein by sakone. Or you can learn that the first lashon helder was a deraise, the second lashon helder a darabonon, and they were matter for chayla shein by sakone. This is a darabon. Or the kufa could be the machloikis that everyone holds it's an isa darabonon. Shloike derechano machloikis is what they matter letzayr chayl. There are different mahalchim and achrayim how to explain the two lashonos of the Gemara. Itmar hano haboloi laodom bal kochoi. Now, before we get into the sugya, we need a few hakdomas. But before we explain anything, let us just see the Ran for 1 minute who explains a kaponim taichverta. What is the taich of hano haboloi laodom bal kochoi? Ran says, that's on the Vovam Advais Bedafi Harif, Itma, Hano Habo Loi Laodom Bal Kolchoi, Kigoin Reyach Avedizore, U Bal Kolchoi Hain, what does Bal Kolchoi mean? Loima Shaloi Bo Lekam Bishviloi. This person is going on a street. On this street, there's a reyach shel avei dezora, which is also a reyach. He's going on the street for a different purpose. Shloi bo lekam bishviloi. That, according to all the akimtes, he did not come on this street to smell the reyach. Ela hareyach memele kosye. The reyach is coming to him. That means, Samamela, he is going on the street for a different purpose, and he's confronted with Areyach Shel Issa. Ubechiyai Gavne, afilu hu mechaven lo, afilu he's mechaven for it. So mechaven means that he enjoys it. He won't deny it, he enjoys the Areyach. It's a very gishmak Areyach. That's called mechaven lo. He's mechaven lo. Is chaviv huloi lahonis Rashi says he enjoys it. It's like a very gishmak. Bal kolchoi mikraya, but it's still called bal kolchoi. Bal kolchoi does not mean that you're stuffing something down someone's throat and he's gagging. That's at the taich bal kolchoi. Bal kolchoi means that he did not come for the hano. The hano confronted him. That is called bal kolchoi. That means He's walking in the street innocently, and the Hanoh confronted him. That is the Taich Bal Kolchoi. The Sheklinen, Bitarinen, Bishmaiten, Be'efshe, Be'kom, Echaben, Be'loi, Efshe, Be'kom, Echaben. And the Gemara and everything falls into the category of Bal Kolchoi. So we see that even though he's Mechaben, he enjoys the Hanoh, he's happy with the Hanoh, it's still called Bal Kolchoi. So Bal Kolchoi means he's going for a different purpose, and he's confronted with this hano. Then we have to be done his reaction to the hano, but it's still called bal kolchoi. Now, before we go further, let us just give a few hagdomis that so hopefully it will clarify the sugya, which is a little complicated. Hagdomin number one, the achreinim say Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon, that in Isurei hano, the iser is to take a hano, not to receive a hano. That means the Torah asad isuri hano, that means the iser is a person should not be mahane to take a hano from a davar ha'osa. But if the hano is coming on him, and he's not taking it, so there's no chefza shal iser over here. That means the iser is to lakachas hano, to take a hano. That is the iser. That means that, let us say a case that a person is forced to go in this street. He has no other eitzah how to go. And there's a reyach shal avodah zarah. He has to smell the reyach. So besides the ptur of onus rachmona patre means setutzach hamais aveira, but I'm an onus. You don't need this ptur over here. If he's not taking the anor is confronting him and he didn't take it, he's deriving benefit from the anor, but he didn't take it, there's no issa whatsoever. The Isser of Yisuri Yano is one has to take the Yano. Then there's an Isser of Yisuri Yano. That's Hakdome number one. Hakdome number two, whenever we're speaking about an Inyan of Dover She'ene Miskam. And let us talk about a different Moshel, and we'll come right away back to our Moshel. Let us say the normal marshal of a Dover Shayna Miskaven is a person is pulling a chair on the earthen floor, and there's a possibility it might make a charitz. There's a possibility it won't make a charitz. It made a charitz. He had no intentions of making the charitz. That is a Dover Shayna Miskaven. There's a svare that Rav Shimon holds this is mutter. Now, what is the svara of Rav Shimon? What is the heter of a dover she'enei miskaven? That means, let us look at it this way. Before he pulls the bankel, let's interview him. We say, you're pulling a bankel on the earthen floor? Yes. Do you know there's a possibility that it might make a charitz? Yes. I know there's a possibility that it might make a charitz. So this person is aware of what might occur. He knows it's Shabbos, and he pulls the bankel, and it makes a charitz. What is the heter of Dover? I didn't have any intentions to make the charitz. So what kind of a heter is this? He didn't have intentions to make a charitz. But he knows there could be a charitz, and he did the ma'ise. So what is the heter of Dover she'enei miskaven? So the svara of the heter is that there are two pu'ulis that are occurring. There's one pu'ula of pulling the bankel. That's what he is doing. There's something else that is occurring from his pu'ula, that is happening because of his pu'ula. Because of his pu'ula, a charitz is becoming. A charitz is coming about through his pu'ula. But it's considered he is doing one thing, and the second thing is occurring. So now the shaila is he responsible for the second thing? So there's a svara to say, since he didn't have intentions for the second thing to occur, so it's considered he didn't do it. It occurred, but not through me. That is the lomdus of a dover she'ene miskaven. Since there are two pu'ulois nifrodois, there's one inyan of schlepping the bankel, there's another inyan of the coming about of the charitz, and since this is a second pu'ula, which my intentions is, but my purpose is the first inyan. I wanted the bankel that was on the left side of the room should be on the right side of the room. That's what my intentions are. That is what I am doing. Whatever occurred unintentionally, a second pu'ula that occurred unintentionally, that's not miyuchis to me, since it was done unintentionally. Now, there's another svare over here. We could say, there's one svara to say that something that is done unintentionally, and this is like a second pula, he's Isaac in doing one thing and the second thing is occurring, so since it's done unintentionally, without kavonah, without rotzon, it is not considered that it was done through him. One can say, fakel, since he was aware that this could occur, and he did it, that it's called kavonah. So that makes it intentional. You knew there's a 75% chance that it might occur. You still did it. Could be that it's called kavonah. Why did you do it? That's a second svara. Now, let us speak about a third inyan, and then we'll get into the sugya. We're speaking about a sugya of efsha v'loy efsha. Now let's speak about we're speaking about the Benklach. So let's speak about the Benkel. We're speaking about a person is schlepping a Benkel and a Charitza curse. Now there's this can be done in two oifanim. Oifan number one, it's a heavy Benkel, so he can't lift it up on his shoulders. So the maisa that is occurring, but not a psik reish, it's going to make a charitz, but he can't lift it up on his shoulders. So when we ask this person, why didn't you pick up the chair? So he said, well, I couldn't. The chair was too heavy for me to pick up. So memele, there's a svara to say, so since this pula is more or less a forced pula, that means there's no rotzen on this pula. See, if you don't have to move the benkel, state nicht in the seres adibris that the benkel has to be on the other side of the room. That's also true. We're not saying that. But al-koponim, if he wants the benkel to be moved, he's forced to schlep it. So there's a svara to say that since the pu'ule that I'm doing was not mitoich b'chirosi, so memele, that's a svara to say, so I'm not achroi what will occur from it, like I was forced to do it. Le'idach gisa, if it is a light benkel, he could have carried it on his shoulders, so then could be there's a svara to say that since you could have lifted it up, you wouldn't strain a muscle by lifting it up, so by putting it down, schlepping it, so that alone makes more of a rotzen on the charitz. That means this could have been avoided completely, this possibility of a charitz. So by you putting it down, so since you had a rotzen to do such a pu'ule, which can make a charitz, so memela you're more achroi on the charitz. So we just mentioned this, so there's a svore of kavone in ein, and this a svore of miskaven in ein miskaven, and that is speaking about the second pula that occurs. Does he want it? Is he happy with it? That's one nikude. And then there's a sugya of efsha veloy efsha, and that is speaking about the pula that he did. Did it have to be done in this oifen, or could it have been done in another oifen? And now we'll go to the sugya. Itma, hano haboloi laodom bal kochoi. So Rashi says, nothing. Here Rashi doesn't mention anything. So we have here a machloikis. Itma no habole lodem bal kochoi. Abaya oma muteres. Abaya says it is muter. The hano that he is getting is a muter de kano. So Rashi says, what is me muteres? Ein tzorech lifrei shemeno kede meforesh. She doesn't have to be mavdol, to be perish himself from this hano. He's permitted to receive this hano. And al kochoch, whatever the case is, but the longest is that Abaya holds it's considered he's not taking the Ano. He's receiving the Ano, it's coming on him, but he's not taking it. So as long as not considered that he's taking the Ano for himself, it's Mutter. The Rava Omar Asura. Rava says, no, it is also because we consider that he is taking the Ano. Now the Gemara will speak out the Tzodei Amachloikis. So the Gemara says like this. Efsher v'kom mechavet. In a case where there are two streets, there's no difficulty in him to going on street A more than street B. That means it won't involve, he doesn't have to walk an extra 20 blocks by going to street B. He could go right back to street B. And he went to street A. In street A, there's a reyach of Avodah Zohar. V'kom mechavet, and he enjoys it. He enjoys the reyach. So that means the pu'ula, the going on street A where there is a reyach, you have talti l'reyach over here. Number one, he could have, for the same matter, gone on street B. Why? Then he was boicha street A. Not he was boicha street A because of the reyach, but he was boicha street A without any difficulties in going to street B. And number two, the kol mechaven, he enjoys it. He enjoys the reyach. It doesn't, he enjoys it. V'chaviv ulay lohanis, Rashi says. He likes it. So then it is considered that he took the hano. That means it's considered, then we don't consider that you're receiving hano. By your election of going to street A, and you enjoy it, so that's called like you took a hano. Or loy afshe v'komechaven. Or a filo B, it's difficult. It's difficult. That means, if he wants to go to street B, it means an extra half an hour of walking. So mail is very difficult. It's not on his own choice. More or less, he's a shtickle forced into going to street A. But he enjoys it. He enjoys the reyach. So mail is, and now the gemara in this lashon held, kula alme loy pligi da osa. Then there's no machloikis. So that's considered that since he enjoys, so according to this lashon, we were adam on the second pu'ula, and since he's mechaven for the second pu'ula, again, this is not the purpose why he's going. He's going because he has to go on either on street A or street B. But he has hano, nitzchaviv loy, the second pu'ula. So then we say that the second pu'ula is considered his pu'ula also. Not that it occurred, but not through him. He said, no, that you took the hano. So kula alme loy pligi da osa. And everyone holds that this is us. No machlek. Loy efsha v'loy mechaven. What is, if it is loy efsha, that means it's very different. In order to go on street B, it will involve another half hour's walking. So memela, it's not from his free choice that he chose street A. And number two, v'loy mechaven, he doesn't enjoy the reyach. Kula alme loy pligi d'shori. So here in this lashon, we shouldn't get misled. Kula alme loy pligi d'shori means that Sai Abaye and Sai Rava hold that this is muta according to Rav Shimon, who holds that tova sheini miskaven is muta. That means, we know Claude is the Shitas Rav Shimon that holds Dovah Sheni Miskaven is Mutter. So, in this case, it's Izich holds Dovah Sheni Miskaven is Mutter. It's Loy Efsher. He's not going on the street because of his free choice. It's Loy Efsher. It's difficult for him to go. He's not Mechaven. And in our marshal of a bankel, that means this is a heavy bankel, which he can't carry on his shoulders, is kulam loy pligi de shari. So according to Rav Shimon, this is mut. Ki pligi, when do we have a machloikis between Abaye and Rava alibe de Rav Shimon, the efsha v'loy mechav. So the kriging according to Rav Shimon, by efsha, what does Rav Shimon hold by efsha v'loy mechav? What does Rav Shimon hold by a big bankel? He has to schlep it. No, a small bankel, I'm sorry, a small bankel. He could have very easily have lifted it up, and he didn't. Do we say, since he had the opportunity to do it, and again, he knows there's a possibility there'll be a charitz, and this could have been avoided, and he didn't do anything to avoid it. Does this give him a din mechaven on the second pula? Or the Rav Shimon, since he doesn't want it, he doesn't have any benefit from it, he doesn't appreciate its occurring, so it's considered whatever I'm moving a bankel, and the charitz is occurring, but not through me. I'm not responsible for the asiyas acharitz because I'm doing one thing and the second thing is occurring. Shaloi bekavanot. Gishloi b'kavanosi. Keep ligi the efsha v'loi mechav. Vali b'de Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the omar dova sheni miskaven osa. Rabbi Yehuda holds, eini miskaven is not a hetzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though he doesn't have hano from the second pula, but since he knows that there's a possibility that it could be a second pula, so he holds dova sheni miskaven is also that there's no hetzer of eini miskaven. So kulam aloy pligi, so say abaye, say rove, anat chaylik, the osa. Ki pligi alibe de Rav Shimon. The machloikis is according to Rav Shimon. Tamodover she'ein miskaven muta. Rav Shimon holds, Now we have machlokes, in which case was Rab Shimon Mata? Abaye ke Rab Shimon. Abaye says, I hold like Rab Shimon, and as long as it's any miskaven, does not matter if it's efshe, does not matter if it's loy efshe. As long as it's any miskaven, Rab Shimon held that the second pula that is occurring is not considered, is being done through him. So by hano, it's not considered he's taking hano. Abaye ki Rabbi Shimon. The Rova Oma, Atkan loika Oma Rab Shimon, Elahecha de loyevshe. Rova said no. Rab Shimon was only matir when it's loyevshe. That means that he didn't have a choice to do the pu'ula. He doesn't appreciate the second pu'ula. So then it's considered, that it did not come about through him. But if it is efshe, he could have, in the same time, he could have done the pu'ula without a chritz occurring. And he chose to schlep the benkel knowingly that a chritz can occur. So then, Rab Shimon holds that it's also. That's the svara of Rava. Rava Rava Atkan Leikoma Rab Shimon Alaychad Loi Efsha, Alaychad the Efsha Loi. So according to this Lashon, so we have here Amachloikis, Abaye, Verove, Alibe, the Rab Shimon, that is Mater, Einei Miskaven. So the Shaila is, when is Einei Miskaven Mutter? According to Abaye, it is Mutter, Afilu Efsha, and according to Rava, it is only Mutter, by Loi Efsha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there is no heter of Einei Miskaven. Now, by Loi Efsha, the Loika Machaven, according to Abaye, what Rabbi Yehuda holds is a debatable subject, the Machlekes, the Malsho, and the Rishash, but let's not get into that, because the Sugi is complicated enough without that. Now, let us just see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Ochi Galsine, Efshe v'kom mechaven, loy Efshe v'kom mechaven, if he's mechaven, kul angma loy pligi da'osa, Efshe loy li bodo, v'kom mechaven li iskarev kedei lohonis, that means he could have gone on another street, v'kom mechaven li iskarev kedei lohonis, the Lashon is a very difficult Lashon, what Rashi means, that means the reason he's going on this street is he has to go on one of the streets. But since he's happy with the Hanoah, so we already miyaches the hiluch that's kedei lihonis. I mean, since he's happy with the Hanoah, so we say you're happy with the Hanoah and you weren't forced to go on this street. So we consider it is that there was a kavon on the no. Gegerer shel avodah zarah. Yefshel oyli bodul. Umiyu miskaven hu bechovev hu loy lihonis. Or afilu it's yefshel oy, but so you can't say it's kavona on the pu'ula because I enjoy the hano. The pu'ula, I'm forced to do the pu'ula. But it's kavona on the hano. So that's, what if there's any kavone, so then according to everyone will be also in the first case. But what is, it's difficult for him to be libodl, he has to go onto the street. According to Abaye, Sai according to Rove Alibi de Rab Shimon, they hold it as mutter. Ki pligi de efshe loy libodu, the machlokes is, according to Rab Shimon, it's efshe loy libodu, he could have gone to a different street, but loy nivda, omir loy kamachab. Klukte de Rab Yehude ve Rab Shimon be Meseches Shabbos, be Greires Mito ve Kise ve Safsal, o be Meseches Beit. The loy efsha, so Rava said, when was Rab Shimon Mata only with loy efsha? Kigoyim. Shetzorich la'oison kalim, he needs these kalim. Ben yocher la'agbiyom al kseifa, he can't lift them up on his shoulders. So then, the pula is not a pula b'chiri, he's forced to do this pula. not because of his own rotzen. He has no benefit from the second pula that is occurring. So then, Rava says, then Rav Shimon holds, and then Rav Shimon holds that it is mutter. Abayisova, biktanim nami shori Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was matter afilu if this pula was unnecessary. Avapisha efshel lahagbion al kseikoi. Hocha amrinin b'mesech Shabbat. According to Rove, Rav Shimon was only matter b'gdoil. Now let us go a little further. So according to the first lashon, the Zamachlokes, Abaye v'Rove, by a davar she'einei miskaven, that is efsher, what will the din be according to Rav Shimon? Abaye holds, if it's, even though it's efshel, since it's einim is kavanet is mutter, and Rava holds Rav Shimon was only matter in the case of loy efshel. According to Rav Yehuda, Pashtis, Rav Yehuda does not hold of the heter of einim is kavanet. So finished, so there's nothing more to talk about. And the miskaven, according to everyone, is also. Still according to Rav Shimon. That was the first lashon. Ike da amri. Now the second lashon says as follows: Efsha v'loy mechaven, haynu pluktayu v'Rab Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. According to the second lashon holds the way Abaye held in the first lashon. I mean, Abaye held in the first lashon that Rab Shimon is matter by Efsha v'loy mechaven. So here the Gemara says, that's right, Rav Shimon is matter by Efshe v'loy mechaven. And in this case, Rav Yehuda is chaylik. Rav Yehuda says, Efshe v'loy mechaven is also. Haynu pluktayu de Rav Yehuda de Rav Shimon. Loy Efshe v'loy ko mechaven, kula alme loy pligi de shori. Now this kula alme is Rav Yehuda. Here the Gemara is going that afilu Rav Yehuda, Afilu Rav Yehuda, that we know Rav Yehuda is a dover she'ein miskaven is also, that is davke by Efsha. Loi Efsha, the loi ka mechaven, afilu according to Rav Yehuda, it will be mutter. Ki pligi, now when do we have a machloikis of Abaye v'Rove? We have now a machloikis of Abaye v'Rove in Rav Yehuda. Now we see something very interesting in Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda by Efsher v'loy ko mechaven, Rav Yehuda asel. Loy Efsher v'loy ko mechaven, Rav Yehuda is matter. So let us just think for 1 minute, what is the difference? We see from Rav Yehuda that what the second pula is done without kavonet, without hano, without appreciation. That doesn't mean anything to Rav Yehuda. Efsher v'loy ko mechaven is also according to Rav Yehuda. When is it mut according to Rabbi Yehuda by loy efsha? So there's a sfora to say Rabbi Yehuda was dam on the first pula. You don't look at the second pula. You look at the first pula. If the first pula was done 100% intentionally, knowing that the second pula can occur, so then you're achroi for the second pula. But if more or less I was forced to the first pula, that's the heter of loy efsha. So then I'm not a choy for the second pool. And it doesn't matter if I was mechaven or if I wasn't mechaven. As long as I was, because we see Rabbi Yehuda holds, aloy mechaven is not a heta. Efshim aloy mechaven is also. So we see that he holds, since I know it could occur, so memele, it's also. Even though I don't appreciate it. I'm not happy it occurred. But you knew it could occur, so you are a choy for what occurred. So when are you not a choy from what occurred? Only if the pula was forced on you. Lo yevsha. So we'll see there's a svara to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so if there's a matter of lo yevsha, afilu ko mechaven, afilu he's happy with that which occurred, but he's still not a choy for that pula, because the whole reason he's doing this pula number one, is because he's forced to do it. There's a heter of lo yevsha. That we'll see now in the Gemara. Ikedamri. Efsher v'loy mechaven, hayne pluktayu de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. Everyone is moide, that is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is matter loy mechaven, even though it's efsher, Rabbi Yehuda was not matter. Loi efshe v'loi kamachavin, kulam v'loi pligi dishori, it is mutter, apel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds as a heter of loi efshe. Ki pligi, the machloik is now abaye v'rove, is speaking about the loi efshe v'komachavin. If it's loi efshe, the pu'ule is a pu'ule echrochi, I'm really forced to do this pu'ule, but if you'll ask me, I'll tell you the truth. I'm very happy what occurred. I didn't do it for that purpose. But chaviv hu lai leonis. I'm happy that it occurred. Efshe v'kom echav. Vali b'da Rab Shimon dozal bosa kavona kolal malay pligi dos. According to Rab Shimon said that the second pule, the criteria is, that's a matter. So the second pule is not considered his maisa. It's not considered he's taking an anor. Anor is coming on him, but he is not taking an anor. So memele, Abaye holds, Abaye ke Rabbi Yehuda. Rova omar loch, no. That what Rabbi Yehuda was matah, bo lo yefshe, bo lo yke mechavim. Rova omar loch, lo at kan lo yke mechavim, Rabbi Yehuda, shayim miskavim, ke miskavim, elo lechumre. That by efshe, he said that just like miskavim is also, shayim miskavim also also. Havel miskaven, kshein miskaven lekula loyoma. But, just like he said, that loyevshe veloika machaven is muta, so to say that who was in loyevshe veko machaven is muta, that Rova held, that we don't see in Rabbi Yehuda. Could be he zicha holds, there's a iser of machaven also, even though in the pula he's loyevshe. Zogt Rashi, Ike da Amri, Moi de Rove, Heiche de Loika Mechav. If he's not Mechavin, Af al Gav She Efshe, Shori Rab Shimon. The Bochit looked tight, Rabbi Yehuda Rab Shimon, that is the Machloikes. By Efshe, Ve Loika Mechav. Bein La Bain, Bein La Rove, Efshe Ve Loika Mechav, Rabbi Yehuda Osel, Rab Shimon Shor. Kula Alma, Bai Ve Rove, Loi Pligi, Ve Shori Ve Filo Rabbi Yehuda, Bai Loi Efshe, Ve Loika Mechav. Kipligi deloy efshe v'kol mechav. The Rashi is like, Mi'ali b'da Rab Shimon, v'chshiv alei kavonem. According to Rab Shimon, that the Iker, if the second pool is considered his or not, is dependent if there was kavonem, there was hano, if there's appreciation for the second pool. The matter of filu b'di efshe, hoyo v'loy kol mechav, and alma kavonem kopit. By him, the criteria is, was the second pool done with an ichuset? So, even though it's lo yevsha, but since he's nichalei, it'll be yosef. He gassin in kipligi ali b'da Rabbi Yehuda, the oma loishna miskaven, the loishna ain miskaven efsha osa. Machloikis is, he said that efsha is osa, the lo gassin in, the lo yevsha shori, the whole ishmini lay the oma hochi. If we would hear that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Leyevsh is muta by Miskaven, we wouldn't have a machlikas abaye verove. Yishmini leihochi echi poligrove lemesa. Abaye ke Rabbi Yehuda, the ksova, the kivin da os Rabbi Yehuda be da efsha, half a gav da loika mechaven, shma mino lecheshvini leikavone. He doesn't hold of the heter of any Miskaven. Yas is by efsha. Elo be di efsha, vo loyevsh tal yitayme. So if he holds any Miskaven is not a heter, and therefore, Efshe v'loy mechaven is also. So, memeila loy mechaven is not a siba lehetel. So, what is the siba lehetel? Loy Efshe. Ela time, ela b'de Efshe, loy Efshe tal yitayim. Hilka, heichet v'loy Efshe, avo gav deko mechaven, leich b'slay l'Rabbi Yehuda. Koin Rabbi Yehuda bi mutter. V'lo v'om alecho, ad kan loy shamet lei, l'Rabbi Yehuda d'loy ozol bosol kavone, ela d'loy potel lei, Mishum ein miskaven Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda did not go bosa kavone, he didn't pata ein miskaven, but the efshe. The miskaven also le divrei akir, umashvi she ein mechaven ki miskaven lechumra when it's efshe. So ein mechaven also is a din of mechaven, since it's efshe. So the kufa gives you a din of mechaven. Why did you do this? So the kufa gives you a din of mechaven. Avol deleich shiva leik, avol deleich shiva leik kavone. That's to say that kavone doesn't mean anything to him. The mashim mechavim sheim is kavon lekule. Gagoin de loyevshe b'sheine miskaven shori. Just like we know, loyevshe v'loy mechaven is muta. V'nishri nami rab yudah b'miskaven, d'loy choshev kavon ekwal, holy shamat le.
That we never heard. That is the svara of Rabbah.
Zog tais. Loyevshe v'loy mechaven kula alma loy pridi. Zog tais. Lelish nekamen nira leforish, v'kula alma koi abaye v'rob. That the first lashon where there was a machloikis in Abaye Verove, what does Rav Shimon hold by Efshel v'loy mechav? Lishne kamenir lefoshtu kolam koy Abaye Verove. V'loy pligi di shori by loy Efshel v'loy mechav, and there's no machloikis. Hainu le Rav Shimon. Eishu Rav Shimon was matar hainu mechav, and asicha by loy Efshel v'loy mechav, and he was matar. Hainu Rav Shimon. Rav Yudah also. Rav Yudah also hainu mechav. The Rabbi Muki plucked Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Shimon below Efshel, below Mechavet. So if Rabbi said Rabbi Shimon was only matter below Efshel, so you see Rabbi Yehuda answered below Efshel below Mechavet. So that what the Gemara says below Efshel and Mechavet Kolam below Pligi the Shari does not mean Rabbi Yehuda is Moide. Rabbi Yehuda is Chaylik on Rabbi Shimon according to Rabbi for sure, because Rabbi says Rabbi Shimon was only matter below Efshel below Mechavet. So Koch Rabbi Yehuda answered. The Rabbi Muki plucked Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, below Yevshim, below Mechavim. The Be'evshir Koma, the Moida Rabbi Shimon, the Osa. So Memele, the Kuli Alma of the first Loshen means, Kula Alma Loi Pligi is speaking about Abaye Verove, Alibe the Rabbi Shimon. Kula Alma Loi Pligi, Loi Yevshim, Loi Mechavim, everyone holds the Koin to Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutter, Ki Pligi Abaye Verove, Alibe the Rabbi Shimon, by Yevshim, Loi Kom Mechavim. The Ike Da Amri, that what the Gemara says by Loi Efshe V'Loi Mechavin Kula Alma Loi Pligi Dishori. That Kula Alma means Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Lika Damri Loi Efshe V'Loi Mechavin Kula Alma Dishori. Hai Kula Alma. Hai Ne Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbi Shimon. That's it. Rabbi Yehuda is also Moide Loi Efshe V'Loi Mechavin is Mutter. The Machleike the Bai V'Rabbi is Alibet Rabbi Yehuda by Loi Efshe V'Kol Mechavin. Osi Shapel, so now it's very good, the Be'ike Da Amri Loi Hodo V'Nokit Alamashe Meshana Meloshen Rishon. He's only saying what is different than the first Loshen. Olochi Loi Nokit Be'ike Da Amri Efshe Mechavan L'Kula Alma Osa. Period. So Taisva says he did not repeat the things which he agrees with the first Loshen. So therefore, in the first Loshen, says everyone knows Efshe V'Loi Mechavin is also. He didn't repeat on the second Loshen because we hold the same. But Afal Pikein, he did repeat, he had in the first Loshen, Kula Alma Loi Pligi D'Loi Efshe V'Loi Mechavin Eshori, and that he repeats again in the second Loshen, Kula Alma Loi Pligi D'Loi Efshe V'Loi Mechavin Eshori. So why did he repeat this? Otaisa says this is not a repetition. The first Loshen, Kula Alma Loi Pligi D'Loi Efshe V'Loi Mechavin Eshori, is going according to Abaye V'Rova, Libet Rav Shimon. The second Kula Alma Loi Pligi D'Shori is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. Here we go. Umayri ki goin de loi havi psik reishe. The psik reishe moide Rav Shimon. It is speaking about, it is not a psik reishe, because the whole heter of Eini Miskaven is when it's not a psik reishe. Now there's a muyim dika machloikes between the Chochmas Odom and the Chofetz Chaim, what is Pshat Notais? The Chochmas Odom learned as follows. We'll speak about Rashi's Tzir of Reyach. Speaking about, it is not a Psik Reish. What is the story? What means not a Psik Reish? The Reyach of Avodah Zorah, it's not a Psik Reish. Why isn't it a Psik Reish? So the Chochmas Odom says, that because he can stuff his nostrils. That's what the Chochmas Odom says. And the Chofetz Chaim explains the Chochmas Odom as follows. That means, if we're speaking about stuffed nostrils, there are stuffed nostrils which are stuffed 75%. It's 100% stuffing. The 75% stuffing. A stuffed nostril, like 75% stuffed, could be he will smell it, could be he won't smell it. That's how the Chochmas Odom learned Pshat. It is speaking about he's walking through with a stuffed nostril. So Memele, you need already a stronger wind already to make sure that the stronger wind to make sure that he should smell it. So it could be he'll smell it, could be he won't smell it. Already it's not muchach that he will smell it. That's how the Chochmas Odom learns Pshat and Taisis. Because they go on the Shach is not a psychiatrist because even stuff is natural. That's how the Chochmas Odom learns Pshat and the Shach. The Chofetz Chaim says, Amu'uyim de Kekula. He says that is not the case over here. The case is over here that he's walking through this street with not holding his hands on his nostrils at all, and he's breathing in and he's smelling the Avodah Zarah, and it's impossible the way he's walking now not to smell. But afal pike, this is not called a psikresh. This is called a dovo sha'inim iskav. How do we do this? So the Chofetz Chaim says, Amuyim de Kizak. Chofetz Chaim says, we mentioned before that the Isser, Isurei Ano, the Isser is to take Ano. I mean, the Ano is coming on me, it's not called I'm taking it. Such the Chofetz Chaim as I. Taisus means as follows. If I'm walking in a street, I'm walking through a street, and I can't stuff my nostrils, for some reason I can't stuff my nostrils. So when I'm walking, it's considered I'm walking to smell. Because when you're going to walk, you'll have to smell. You can't prevent smelling the reya. So that's called, it's a hiluch lehoriach. It has to be. That means this is, that hiluch has to bring with itself reya. And that is the lumnus of a psikresha. The lumnus of a psikresha is, it is not considered a second thing. Since it's a dovra muchach to occur, so it's called, this is one maise. What is the marshal of a psikresha? Psikresha v'lo yomos. You cut off a behemoth. A person will say, I want to cut off the behemoth's head, but I want the behemoth's head b'richa shalom b'shon. So since he just wants the head, but he doesn't want the behemoth to die. But since we know that it is impossible to live without a head, so we consider the netilas neshome is an intricate part of cutting off the head. You can't say it's a second maise. This is one maise. Cutting off the head means netilas neshome. Neshome goes off with cutting off the head. If we would have a heavy bankel that when you pull it, you'll have to make a charit, so this is called one big mice. It's one big mice. This is the making a charit. It's not a second thing occurred. Since it's muchach to occur, so it's considered, I'm making a charit because a charit has to occur. Considered a charit in the greire, it's considered one big pula. Since you can't have one without the other. That is a psikresha. Zokta Chofetz Chaim. So if I can't stuff my nostrils, my hands are tied, and I have to walk, I'm walking through the street, and then I'm going to walk through the street, I'll have to smell. So it's considered that walking and smelling, you can't walk without smelling. So it's called one big pula. So then there's no heter to say that I walked in the It's called, since walking and smelling are the smelling is mukhah from the walking, so it's called that it's one big pula. I went to smell. I was hoylech lahariyah. But, if I could walk in that smell, how do you do that? I could stuff my nostrils. So then, walking and smelling are two different things already. So even though I decide not to stuff the nostrils, it's cold outside, I want to keep my hands in my pocket. But that already is considered a dovol nifrot. Smelling is not walking. So memele, that's called a davo sha'enei miskav. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. The Chofetz Chaim says that since it is possible to walk without smelling by stuffing your nostrils, so smelling is not considered an intricate part of walking, and it is two different things. So then it's called I am walking, and I smell. We know I'm going to smell, but that doesn't matter. Since it's not muchach to smell while you're walking, so it's called, it's not considered, it doesn't have a din of a psikreshe, and it's called a dovo she'enei miskat. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim is greater places, he's matter, he speaks about a case, he uses this gemara by a tog teglech nisoyin, what many people are exposed to. Just like there's an Issa of Sipa Loshen Hara, there's an Issa of Shmias Loshen Hara. So the Shaila is, if a person is eating together with a group of people, there's a lunchroom, there's a table, and then they're speaking Loshen Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim depicts this case, so this is a case of Loy Efsha. I have to eat here, or else I'll go and, I have to eat here. It would be very difficult for me to go someplace else. So now I find myself, I'm eating, and my ears are hearing. So he says like this, so it's Loy Efsha. It will be with Kol Machava, we don't pass Kamai Tabaya. If he enjoys it, it's an appetizing Loshen Hara, so then it's bitter. So then it's awesome. The Efsha v'kol mechaven is awesome. But if he's not mechav, so l'chayda v'shal is a psik reisha. What do you mean? You have people talking. You see, well, you're taking your tray to the table, and you hear already that this yankel is speaking about blah, 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 and they're listening, and he goes. So what? So the Chofetz Chaim says, but since he can stuff his ears, so Memele, so sitting down on this table does not necessarily mean that I have to hear what is being spoken. I feel very embarrassed to stuff my ears. So Memele says to Chofetz Chaim, you don't have to stuff your ears. It is not called a psik reisha already. Since sitting at this table is not muchach to hear, since you can't stuff your ears, so it doesn't have a din of a psik reisha, it's called two different, I'm sitting here, and he wasn't mechavin, so memele shalom al Yisrael. That's how according to the Chochmas Odom, the only heter would be that he has to stuff his ears 75%, and then matters how loud the animal will be speaking, but then it's already a davar she'einei miskaven, if it's not a psikreishin. So Tosfos writes, "Veleka lemeina da filo b'psik reisha shari hochi Rab Shimon." Maybe you'll say Rab Shimon was matter by psik reisha. Mishum dahochem meire begreire de kelim. Veleka ele yisuri da rabbonon shulchayfe kalach yad kedom v'mem adlikim. Abishmaite meise lamidi di reise kein mila ekloim b'psul po. Now this is a meire de Tosfos. That Taisvis wanted to say for 1 minute it's speaking about a filo psik reisha. And why is a psik reisha mutter? Because we're speaking about a darabona. Now this is a big machloikis between the Magen Avraham and Trumas Hadeshin. If an iser darabonon, if his ene miskaven, and it's a psik reisha, is it mutter or osa? Trumas Hadeshin holds it's mutter, and the Magen Avraham holds that it is osa. And the Magen Avraham brings this Taisvis. He was aware of this place. This place is my place that it's not like it. But he says the Taisvis is just saying Vein Loima. So Vein Loima is, you could say Veleka Lameima. Just Taisvis say you don't have to say this, and you don't say it. That's how the Bog Nevrom lends Pshat and Taisvis. But we see from Taisvis al Kaponim that there'd be a Lomdis, that a psik reisha, which has a din of mechaven, only applies by yisurim deraisa, not by yisurim derabon. Loi efsha de kuli shmaite. Now Taisin says, what is the translation of loi efsha? Nira lari de loi efsha kedarkoi, elo betoirach kodol. That means it is possible. It is possible you could avoid it, but it would involve a toirach kodol.